Passers-by shout words of encouragement to a man struggling to stay afloat. Days of torrential rain in Bengaluru have turned roads into rivers. This man had a lucky escape.
My bike was here. These people were shouting. All of a sudden, I didn't even know what happened. I just went there. The bag was there. I just seen bag. Then after later on, like 40-50 seconds, I just saw his head. So I pulled out his hair and he came out.
Bengaluru is known as India's tech capital. It's home to the regional headquarters of Amazon, Flipkart and Wipro. But large parts of the city are underwater. Bengaluru received nearly 400% more than the average rainfall on Sunday. Many companies have told employees to work from home. Those who did try to make it in soon regretted it.
I never thought that in Bangalore this much of drainage I had to face. And again, I thought that I would be able to cross it. But again, it's my stupidity. I would have done work from home. And I'm coming just to go to my workplace.
The flooding is causing traffic chaos. Some blame the government's lack of preparedness. They're calling on authorities to scale up the city's infrastructure.
The government knows that waterlogging happens every day. They also know that people are facing many problems, but officials seem unconcerned. They have to find a solution. They must get more information and solve this issue. There's a traffic jam until Marathahalli Bridge.
Meteorologists have forecast heavy rain in Bengaluru until Friday, so residents have several more days of chaotic conditions to endure before they can expect some relief. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.